Hello, hello. Welcome to A Quiet Life. And as always, I just want to say how grateful I am that you have chosen to download me and press play. And it's really, really good to be here with you. And I know that podcasts are evergreen. Well, they should be evergreen. They're on the internet and you can listen to them at any time of the year. And I have no idea when you're listening to this. But as I record this, it is the last week in November. And I'm starting to turn my mind to next year and preparing for and thinking about next year. And so this morning when I went on the radio on Ultra 106.5 with Scotty, we had a bit of a chat about how to, one method of thinking about next year's year theme. So a while ago in January, or the end of January or beginning of February or something like that, when I very first talked to Scotty, one of the things we talked about in our very first conversation was about year themes. And the idea is that it's not as goal-oriented as New Year's resolutions. It's not like lose 5 kilos this year or something like that. Year themes is more overarching, a wider sort of look at the year, what the year is going to entail, and more wiggle room in it. And at the beginning of the year, I had decided that my year theme was going to be the year of order, because I really felt like I had come out of a year of absolute chaos. So in 2020, both my children got married, which was wonderful. Wonderful. I'm not complaining. And also, as well as that, we renovated the house. So it was quite chaotic in our house for a while. We had renovations going on. We had a newborn baby, little Alex, AJ, who would come and visit regularly. Irregularly. I wasn't actually ever sure when there'd be a newborn baby in the house. I wasn't sure when there'd be people in the house or no people in the house. And if you know me, I don't deal well with that. All these wonderful things happened, but it did lead to chaos. And I got to 2020 and I just said, man, I need order in my life. I need to know what's happening. I need to get myself into gear. I need to have a more ordered existence. And so that's what I've been working on this year, in just getting my businesses into order. So I've actually just started using proper invoicing software for my business, my editing business and things like that, getting my writing schedule into order, which you'll hear that I finished a book for a given value of finished just in the last fortnight. And it's great, like it's finished, but it now needs polishing before it can be delivered to you beautiful people for reading. And I needed to get my house into order and, you know, everything, exercise, you know, do that in an ordered and regular fashion. All sorts of things came under that year of order. And when I talked to Scotty at the beginning of the year, he said that he was going to have a year of health. And actually, you know, he sounds a bit down about it in our little interview, but I think he's had a good year of health. He's eating better, he's sleeping better, he's exercising better, and that's what it's about. It's not all about the kilos, Scotty. Just want to encourage you on that. So those year themes are just helpful ways of looking at the year. And but, you know, to get a good year theme going, to get a good start to the year, you need to plan about it, you need to mull about it, you need to think it over. And so this morning I talked to Scotty about one method of doing that, which you will hear in our little interview chat, and I'll unpack a bit afterwards. But there's also a few other methods that I want to talk to you about after I have this chat to Scotty. So enjoy the chat to Scotty, and then I'll talk to you more afterwards.
Good morning, this is Ultra 106.5. Ruth Amos is one of our regulars and she's in again this morning. Morning, Ruth.
Morning, Scotty.
I'm just going to turn your microphone on here. And just like, how you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, everyone. I'm here.
I'm obviously not woken up just yet.
I saw that your coffee cup wasn't empty yet.
No, it hasn't even been started yet. So.
Oh, no, tragic.
Yeah, so we'll get there. Hey, now, what are we talking about today?
Well, seeing as it's the end of November, I thought we should talk about next year. Because, nice. You know, it is actually coming.
Well, do you know today, it's a month till Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a month till Christmas.
Yeah, so I weighed up. I was like, do I talk about Christmas or do I talk about next year? But I'm going to
Let's go next year.
Christmas next time.
And right. I turn 50 in a month and 5 days.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's 2 years away from me, but it's still like this huge milestone.
I know.
You just see it coming.
I'm just going, no. And the funny thing is that, like, you know, as far as setting goals, I had all these goals of being a certain weight on my birthday. Hasn't happened.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's life goals. It's like I was thinking today, what I want to talk about might be really appropriate for your 50th birthday.
I think it might. So we're talking about life goals into 2022.
That's right. What your year theme is going to be. So if you've been listening to us since the beginning of the year, you will know that we talked about having a year theme, and my year was the year of order, and your year was the year of health, which
hasn't really happened.
All right, we can always reconsider.
In saying that, I am doing a lot of things much better.
Yeah.
But just not the weight.
Yeah. No, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we say health and not weight, because, you know, it's like, yes, you have these goals, but let's have a theme of, and obviously, if you're doing things much better, you're feeling better, you're healthier. This is good. I'm more ordered and more calm. So that's good too, just to check in with everybody. But I was reading Daniel C's book, Space Maker. And yes, I have had a chat to him. Also, I got this from another friend as well, so this is not a trademarked thing, but it's a sticky note activity that you can do when you're starting to think about what you want your goals to be or your year theme to be for next year or your forward momentum to be, if you like, which is you take sticky notes and you just brainstorm all of the major things that have happened in your life over whatever period of time you like. You can do your whole life, or you can do the last 5 years, or you can do whatever. And no particular order, just write down all the good things and the bad things, the things you've achieved and the things that have happened to you, and just everything, like just absolutely everything. So, you know, I write down my book publication days, and I wrote down when I left my job and the whole health issue that happened with my thyroid and all those kind of things. And then you start to put them on a timeline. So you can either, I sort of clumped them together because I wasn't exactly sure what dates things happen, but put them on a timeline. You can use a different coloured sticky note for the sad things, and so that they sort of stand out from the happy things. So you can just get this picture, this overall picture of what your life has been like. And use a big blank wall, or, you know, a big whiteboard or whatever you like. So you can just look at that. And then having done that, you can then, from that sort of foundation, brainstorm what you're want to achieve in the future, what you want to happen in the future, what your goals are. So yeah, so first you brainstorm everything that happened in the past, put it in some kind of order, and then use that to brainstorm what you think would happen.
I love
in the
future. And looking at it all on a wall or something, if you've got this, it could actually be quite confronting in some ways.
Yeah, it could. It could sort of bring to you look at it and go, oh, I thought I was going all right, but this is not the direction I want to go. I need to make changes.
And if you've got happy and sad ones, you know, and you see that there's a lot of the sad ones, you know, or maybe you're looking at it and going, wow, there's actually so many happy ones there, you know. Like, it could actually be quite confronting.
Or you could say, oh, that's why I've been feeling so stressed lately. Now that I see it all laid out, it's obvious.
Wow, it's a great idea. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of great ideas, people should go and visit your website, right?
Absolutely, because as well as this activity, I've got another couple of activities that you can use to look over your life. So they're going to be coming up in my podcast and on my blog. So
ruthamos.com. And by the way, we need to get you back in because you need to come and talk about your book as well.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's not ready to go yet. I mean, I say it's finished. I told everyone my book is finished. It's finished for a given value of finished, but now people need to read it, and I need to get it edited, and I need a book cover.
Printed.
I'm telling you, when it's time to launch, you will know about
it. Nice. Sounds good.
So that's one of my goals achieved this year, which is really, really awesome because I didn't think I'd get it done until next year.
Nice. Hey, thanks, Ruth.
RuthAmos.com.au. Just want to make that clear.
Oh, I said .com, didn't I?
You did.
RuthAmos.com.au. Thanks, Ruth.
No
See you in a couple
Thanks,
of weeks.
Scotty,
so honestly, that'll teach me to put a Facebook post up that says, the book is done. But oh, I felt so done when the book was done. Like, I was so excited to get to the end for the fourth or fifth time. I just was rejoicing in that point, but it's not done. Just, you know, as I write novels and I'm working on nonfiction now, but for this particular novel, which is a science fiction novel set in Tasmania and then in outer space, obviously, science fiction. It's gotten to the point where I have finished it to a place where I was willing for other people to read it and give me some feedback. So I have several select people who read and give me good feedback, and they've come up with already a few issues. You need to fix this, and this doesn't work, and what do you mean about that? And so that has to happen, and it takes time for people to read an 80,000 word book. And then it goes to my editor, who also will find things for me to fix, and then it goes to my proofreader, who also will find things for me to fix. And also somewhere around about there, I need to get a cover design made, and then I also will need to do some organization of a book launch. And when all those things come together, and I'm thinking I might record an audiobook version of it, possibly, which is just a lot more work. But anyway, when all those things come together, then I will launch the book, both in person and online, and then it really will be done. But yeah, so there's given values of done, and I shouldn't have said done. There's nowhere near done. So that's just to explain that bit about the book. Now, I thought, as I always do podcasty-wise, I'm going to go quickly through in a bit more detail what I talked about with Scotty, which is the sticky note way of preparing for the year ahead. And I did this exercise when I was on one of my retreats, and I can't recommend retreats more highly. I think they're a very, very good idea. And I had been reading Daniel C's books, Spacemaker, which again, I recommend highly. And so I did this sticky note activity, but another friend has given it to me too, and I think you'll find it in various places, this activity. So the idea is two different coloured sticky notes, but for starters, you don't need to worry about the colours. You just brainstorm things that have happened in your life. And things that I think I said to Scotty are things like publication of my books. They're pretty big deals for me. Moving house, jobs gained and lost, my thyroid illness, anything that jumps out to you about your life. I think even, you know, major celebrations and, anything that sort of you think of, really. That's what brainstorming is about. So you don't have to think right or wrong, or this is not significant enough. If you're thinking about your life over the past few years and something comes into your mind, you write it down on that sticky note and you just put it aside. You can go through as many sticky notes as you like. And then after you've done that, so that this brainstorming, again, completely out of order, but you might find it easier to think of what's happened in the past few years if you flip through old journals, or if you look through old calendars or things like that, because I think that you can have quite significant things happen in your life that you completely forget about when you're doing this activity. And then you, oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. I got really sick, or I broke my leg, or something. It's amazing how we can put these things aside. Things like, my son, had sinus surgery, which was a big deal, but, and I want to think it through, and I want to put that as one of the significant things that happens in my life, but that's not going to immediately jump to mind when I'm thinking about my life, because it was a his life thing, but it applies to all of us. So anyway, everything, just brainstorm everything. And then once you've got a pile of sticky notes with different activities, and different happenings written on them, then you can go through and put them in some sort of order, a logical sequence, something that makes sense to you. And you can do it chronologically. You can divide things into different years. You can divide things into different months. I sort of clumped things together that seemed to go together at around about the same time. And also at this point, if you see a sad something, it's good to change to a different coloured sticky note so that you have the happy somethings and the sad somethings. And you might think that draws attention to the sadness of the sad things, and maybe it does. But also, I think if you see like one red sticky note surrounded by a whole lot of yellow sticky notes, you can think, oh, life wasn't that bad after all. I had all of these happy things and just this one significant sad thing. So it's just to give yourself a sort of an overarching picture of your life up until now. When you look at that sequence, when you put it all up on a wall, or I put it on a table. I had a table in the place where I was staying, and I just stuck them all out on the table and left them there for a bit and just peered at them as I went past or mulled over what I was thinking and whatever. You can start to see a sort of a shape in that, the shape of your life, the direction you're going. You can see patterns. You can see how God has been transforming you or how different situations have been used to bring you to who you are now. You know, oh, I made this decision now because that thing happened then. And you get that sort of shape. And from there, with that shape of your life firmly in your mind, now you use the sticky notes to dream about the future, to think about what you would like the future to hold. And I found that brainstorming kind of interesting. I realized that there were all these goals and dreams that I had sitting in my head that I hadn't written down anywhere. And this was my chance to get those out. It's like, yes, I know I want to go there. I want to write this book. I want to, I don't know, I want to be able to ride a bike without falling off. That would be really, really nice. You know, the basic goals. Actually, I'm just going to look up my goals page now. Because then when I wrote those goals out, so yes, there's ride a bike, there's being able to be really fast on the elliptical when I exercise, find a writing rhythm so that I know that I'm doing writing regularly. There's some income goals that I have. There's a goal for paying off our mortgage and there's a goal to do more public speaking. If you want to help me with that one, that'd be great. And then goals to do things like have more dinners out with friends and to play more music and things like that. So it's not, these are not for me, like, I don't want to, I don't have a goal to be a CEO or to go back into business or to, you know, sell X number of books or, you know, maybe these are quite airy-fairy goals, but these are the directions that I see my life going. And what that did, having those goals written down that had been floating around in my brain, but having them written down based on what I had looked at, you know, my life to be, really made me think, okay, well, that gives me actually a theme for next year. And my theme for next year, I guess I will tell you because it seems a bit mean not to, is I mean, we're not there yet, but I think that I'm going to say that next year is the year of fun and play. So it's quite a different theme to this year's theme. And we'll see how it goes. I'll report back to you on that. But yeah, it's you know, when I looked at these goals, when I'd actually written them down, I thought, oh, one of my goals is to play more music. One of my goals is to ride a blooming bike and not fall off. these are lighter things and easier things and I like them. So I found that the whole sticky note thing to be really helpful in terms of thinking about what I want to do for next year. And another way that you can use these sticky notes is to, as you have them written down there, you can use them to write your story. So this is just another way of looking at your life, really. And you don't have to get the chronology correct in this story. You don't have all the details there. But this is just a chance for you to really explore and think about the significant times in your life. Now, I'm not talking about writing a memoir for publication or anything like that. I'm just thinking about writing in a journal, just the story of your life, thinking about yourself as the main character in this story and writing how these significant things in your life have changed your direction or helped you to grow. And so you're writing about your journey so far and it can help you to think about what the next step on your journey is. So yeah, these are just ideas. Nothing is have to, but I've found the sticky note thing to be quite useful for me. Another way we could prepare for the year ahead is to review or reflect on specific areas in our life. So this also came from my friend who told me the sticky note thing. And she says that this review helps her to discern what's next in God's plan for her future. And I just think reviewing, you know, a life not examined is not worth living. Isn't that a Plato quote? These reviews are helpful just for us to not just keep running on the treadmill, but to really think about what we're doing with our lives, with our days. And I haven't spent a lot of time with these questions yet, but I'm thinking I will in the next month or so. as I prepare for next year, or possibly in January when I do a lot of reviewing of my life in that month of January. But anyway, here's some segments that you can think through. So one is relationships. So are there specific relationships in your life that are life-giving right now? Are there specific relationships that are draining? And in terms of the draining ones, is there anything that you can do to change or help with them? So her example was to maybe if you have a particularly draining friend, you go and visit them with another friend so that you're not just being clung on by yourself. So yeah, what relationships are great? What relationships are draining you? Another one is serving opportunities. It's always good to review your serving opportunities. Like, what are you really enjoying, or what is it time to let go of? What things do you need to give up? And then what things would you like to take up? Would you like to join a committee or a board this year? Or is it time to stop on a particular roster or stop being part of a particular group? So that's another thing to look through. So the serving opportunities that you do, the rosters that you're part of, the groups and things that you're part of, are they good for you in this season of your life? Do they need to go? Do you need to pick up something more? That sort of thing. All right, so the next segment that she has is significant projects. Okay, so we like having projects, but how many projects are too many? Have you been hanging on to projects that just are never going to be finished and actually need to be dropped? Or is there a project that you've been thinking about that you need to take up? So have you got too many projects on your plate? Have you got too few on your plate? Maybe you need to start thinking about what kinds of projects you would like to do, what kinds of things suit you. And I've started to think about that too, like especially when I've been thinking about limiting screen time. What other projects could I do that are fun, to go with my year of fun, but life-giving and not screen-related? That sort of thing is what I'm thinking through. What sort of thing would I like to do? So yeah, that's another area. And another one is self-care. So at the beginning of the year is the time to book in the holidays for the year ahead. And this is something that I have to do too. It is really important to have regular time off that you can look forward to. Intentional time that you can spend with God, with family, with yourself, with a significant other, with a friend. Retreats, regular retreats. I think quarterly retreats are a good idea. Remembering to have regular days off every week. And looking after yourself. So we're not talking about going on an expensive four-week holiday once a quarter, but you can retreat at home, or you can go and house swap. You can use a friend's house. You can see if somebody has a holiday house that you could pay them a little bit of money to use or whatever. So yeah, self-care. Think about holidays. Make sure they're booked in. Make sure you know you're doing them. It's just really, really helpful. And yeah, and finally, just looking at the year ahead, is it time for something new? Is it time for a new project or a new hobby or a new ministry? I guess that's covered in serving opportunities and significant projects, but just another way to think about it. If it hasn't come up under all of those other things, is there something new you want to do this year? So they're really interesting review topics to get you thinking intentionally about next year and living intentionally next year. My friend is not alone in this. I'd listened to another podcast a long time ago, and I think it was Tish Oxenrider, and I think that the podcast doesn't run anymore, but I didn't write down who had said these things. I just wrote down the categories on a sticky note and left it on my desk. But these are six categories, and I think they're very similar to the ones before, but that you can think about, okay, what am I doing in these six categories? And really, how do I prioritize them? What comes first? What comes second? What do I think about how I'm going to organize these things? So her six categories, I think it was Tish. Very poor to not know who I am giving credit for these, but I think they're worth sharing. So the categories are work and vocation. It may be paid work. It may be just the thing that you vocationally do, the ministry that you feel you have, or the major thing that your life takes up. Health and wellness, like your own health and your wellness and your fitness and all those things that we were talking about with Scotty, exercise and diet and all those things. Relationships. So we've talked about relationships in the above thing. So people that you need to spend time with. This is relationships in your wider family, relationships in your friendships, and people that you care for, and all those sort of relationships. How important are they to you, and how are you going to feed into them, and how are you going to look after them? The next one is community, and so that's the wider community. So this is, again, your rosters, maybe the board that you're on, the committee that you're on, the community group that you're a part of. How are you going to invest in those things this year? Money, how are you going to make it? I mean, that comes under work as well, but how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to budget it? What your money goals are for the year? Worth thinking through, worth being intentional about, not worth getting hung up on, but worth being intentional about. And home, your family life, your house and how you look after it, your home and how you're going to make it a sanctuary. So, yeah, our lives are made up of these things, and I'm not telling you anything stunning or new, but I'm just thinking about us being intentional about how we act in these different areas, and spending just a little bit of time over the next couple of months as we move into the next year, and thinking, how am I going to be intentional about this? Brainstorming and planning and looking at it. And as we look into the future, maybe it's helpful to look just beyond just next year. I guess this is why when you're doing a job interview, people say, what's your five-year plan? I read a book recently called Hinge Moments, and it's by Michael Lindsay. And he was quoting someone called Dave Evans, who's the EA of design thinking at Stanford. Anyway, Dave Evans reckons you should have not one, but 3 5-year plans. So the first is a plan for where you'll be in 5 years if you keep following the path you're on now. And if you've done your sticky note thing, you know what the path was you're on now. And so where does that lead? Where does that take you in 5 years? The second is if you take a sharp right turn. So it's a job that's related to what you're doing, but it's in a different direction. And the third is this wild idea. Like, what would you do if time and money were no object and you knew you wouldn't fail? What would you do in 5 years if you could? And having these three things in your mind will help you make decisions, and it will help you see opportunities that maybe you didn't see before, and be a bit more intentional about taking them. So it's just an idea to come up with 3 5-year plans rather than one-year plan. Just something for you to think about. I'm not going to be checking on your homework. There's a lot to think about and mull over as we go on to the next year. And I hope that in the Christmas rush and in the all that we've got coming in the next month, that you'll have time to think about it. Or maybe we just give you a bit of a head start on your January thinking, and you can come back to this in January when maybe you have holiday time or something, so that you can think and plan and be a bit more intentional about the year. I'd love to hear what your year theme is for next year, if you've come up with one. And you can tell me about it by tweeting me at A Quiet Life Blog, or by finding me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author, or by writing to me at ruth@ruthamos.com.au. You know, I always love to hear the feedback, and I'm really grateful to everyone who's given me some. And just a little thing, if you would like to support me in what I'm doing on this podcast, you can do that at patreon.com/quietlife. And I will be talking to you next time about Christmas and how we can make Christmas a more peaceful time. I will chat to you soon.